Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus. Erfuas, Sarah Chancha Basahavin Achama, and Leilui Nishmas, Maras Kitton Dor Brian Daleabas, Marenu Arab Yochanan Zetzal, based on the Sefer Be'er Miriam, Rambam Hilchas Malachim, by Hagon Rabbi David Mann Zetzal, Berak Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that since establishing a king is a mitzvah, why was God so upset when the Jewish people asked a king from Shmuel? And the answer is, Lefi Sheshalu B'Taromis, they asked out of complaint. And they didn't ask in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah. They were just Moes B'Shmuel Hanavi. So God wasn't happy with not the fact that they asked, but their motivations. The Makor of the Rambam is in a Sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Amud Beis. There it says, the Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha'omer b'parashas ha'melech, melech mutter bo. Anything it says in the parashas ha'melech, it says in the Sefer Shmuel, all these different things that a king is allowed to do. Gives him a lot of power to take people's children for his army and to take the girls to work for him, whatever he needs, and to go into their fields, and whatever a king gives him a lot of powers. So everything it says about this king, a king is mutter to do. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo nemra parashizu, ela kadei laim aleim. No, all the things that it says in parashas hamelech, melech really isn't mutter bo. So why then does it say, give him all these heterim to do various things? And the answer is because it's warning them. It's like scaring them off. He's allowed to take himself, requisition your best fields, vineyards, and olive groves. Takes tithes from your food. He takes your servants and maidservants and your best young men and your donkeys, presses them into his service, takes some of your sheep, and on that day you're going to cry because of your king who you chose for yourself, and Hashem will not answer you on that day. So it's not so gishmak. But the Jews want it. They want it. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Kol amar parashas ha'melech, melech mutter bo. Rita says, Lo nemar parashas zu ala kadei la'ayim aleim, it's to scare them off. Shemar, tasom tasim alecha, shteim asu alecha. Tasom tasim alecha teaches you that you have to be in awe of the king. V'chein, Rita omer, gimel mitzvah nitzavu. So to Rabbi Hida says that the Jews were commanded three mitzvahs, to appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, and to build a base of Mikdash. Rabbi Naray omer, Lo nemar parashas zu ala kenega taromas, and shemar, v'amar tasim alecha, lo parasha. It was only said because the Jews asked for it. Asim alai melech. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer. Zekanim shebedor kohogin shalu shenem v'tunel al melech ha'shoftenu. The Zekanim in the generation asked properly. They said, give us a king to judge us. But the Amei Aretz, Kilkulu, they asked him improperly. Shenem v'yinu gam anachu ol ha'goyim v'shoftenu al kenev yatzel l'faneinu. We'll be like the goyim. And he will judge us, our king, and go before us. That's the sugya of the Gemara. There's loads to say on the sugya. And we're not going to get into all the details, just some. So the Netziv asks in the Gemara, in his biur to the Sifri on Parsha Shoftim, that in Sifri we learn from the pasuk of Mikerech Achera Tassim Alecha Melech, that from the extra Tassim that it says here, even though it already said earlier, Som Tassim Alecha Melech, so from the extra Tassim that it says here, we learn, Shetei Maso Alecha, that's what the Netziv says in the Sifri. So it's Shver. Because in our sugya, the din of Emaso Alecha, they have to be in awe of the king, is from the first tassim. Som tassim Alecha Melech. So Frekt and Itziv, the first tassim isn't superfluous. The first tassim is teaching you the Etzem din, that you have to make a king for yourself. And the second tassim is coming to teach you that you have to be in awe, like it says in the Sifri. So it's shver in our sugya. How come our sugya learns from the first tassim, Som tassim alecha melech, we have to be in awe of the king? That you need legufo to tell you they have to make a king in the first place. So then the Netziv wants to change the girsa. said it's a Tosafim. And in our Gemara, it should say Tasim Alecha, but like from the second pasuk, Mikar V'Chacha Tasim Alecha Melech. But we don't want to be Mishabish Girsos if we don't have to. So we're left with the kite, with the Shverkeit of what's the Pshat. In our Gemara, we learn from the first Tasim, and the Sifri properly, logically, learns from the second, because the first one is needed Lagufa. So the first one's needed to tell you to appoint a king, and only the second one's telling you that you have to be in awe of this king. So what's Pshat in our Gemara that learns from the first Tassim? We also have to understand what the Taras Chaim and the Maritz Chayas ask. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Gimel Mitzvahs Nitztavu. It says, V'chein Hayu Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gimel Mitzvahs Nitztavu. What's his V'chein? Earlier Rabbi Yehuda said a din that this parasha was said to threaten them, to warn them, to scare them. And then he says, and also three mitzvahs were commanded to the Jewish people when they come into Eretz Israel. What does that have to do whether the parasha of the Melech was said to be Ma'ayim or not to be Ma'ayim? So what's this V'chein? What is this, the first din of three mitzvahs they were commanded when they came into Eretz Israel to appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, build a base of Mikdash? What does that have to do with the what does that halacha have to do with the first halacha, with the earlier halacha of that Rabbi Yehuda says that this parasha was said la'ayim aleihem shenemar som tasim alecha melech shetei maso alecha. So therefore it's supposed to just instill fear in you that the king can't really do these things, but it's supposed to instill fear in you. And then so retu Rabbi Yehuda said v'cheinam Rabbi Yehuda hay Rabbi Yehuda omer gimel mitzvahs nitztavu. What is the gimel mitzvahs nitztavu have to do with the fact that the parasha was said La'ayim Aleihem? So when the Jewish people asked the king in the time of Shmuel, we know that it was a sin. What was the sin? And also, what was the difference between what the Zakenim asked for, which was appropriate, which was proper, and what the Ami Aretz asked for, which was improper? So there are a lot of different perushim. The Rama writes that the Bakoshas of Zakenim was to judge them and to be like a shoftim and shelterim, to judge them. Lirdos is sarvanim shem b'makel, to hit people who aren't behaving themselves with a stick. And the Amei Aretz were makalkel, and they said no, they want a king to wage war. They didn't have bitachon in Hashem. So the Canaan asked the king for a good reason, that they should be judged, they should follow the derech Hashem. And the Amei Aretz were worried about their security. Why don't they just have bitachon in Hashem? Marashan Nechlush HaGadus explains that the Amoratsim were Mevakesh HaMelech that Shiyeh Kochol HaGoyim Meshavtenu Malkenu Dahainu B'das Nemusis the Melech Parit Geder Lefamim Ladum Din Das Nemusis V'Zekenim Shalok Kohogan Shalom Re'el Shavtenu Deyesh Lefarshav Din Torah. The Marashan wants to learn in the first Pshat that the Amoratsim wanted the king should judge them based on civil law, whatever he decided, whatever is necessary. And the Zekenim said, no, we want Din Torah. And that it says in the Tosefta here, Perek Dalet Alecha Gimel, that in the Sifri and Parashat Shoftim, that they were punished because Shehekdimu Al Yadon. So what does it mean, Shehekdimu Al Yadon? So the Maharsha says, either Hekdimu Levakish B'Shiel L'Shaftenu K'chol HaGoyim, they wanted to be judged like all the Goyim, and not Alts mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach when they come into Eretz Yisrael, and to be Machu Zara Shal Molek and build a base of Mikdosh. So Gdimu is that they first asked that they should be judged like the Goyim, and that's not what they should have said. They should have said they want to be judged because it's the mitzvah of Hashem. And the other pshat of Gdimu, the Marisha says, is not lefish ekdimu al yado, lefish ekdimu al yado. What's al yado? Shekdimu levakish adavar ade Shmuel. Why did they ask Shmuel? It's like they didn't like Shmuel. Kilu bo moasu. It's like they despised him. It looked like they despised him, and God said to him, "Nah, it looks like they're despising you. They're really despising me." Lo tcha masu ki osi masu. So again, he has two pshatim. One pshat is that they asked to be like the goyim, and not to do the mitzvah because Hashem wants them to have a king, or because the hakdim al yado that they asked to when Shmuel was ruling over them. Why do they ask when they have such a nice leader like Shmuel? Now, like the Maharsha says in his first parish, we also see in the Jerushas Haran. And similarly writes Rabbeinu Hillel and Sifri and Parsha Shoftim. And so they write in the name of the Ravid, like the Maharsha's first parish, to be like the Goyim. The Kedim Wal Yodan is the Kedimah Shelas Am Aretz Shelo Kedim. At the Amaratzim, that was the Maktim. The Amaratzim asked first, before the Zakenim asked, the Amaratzim asked to be like the Goyim. They want to have civil law and not the Jewish law. The Meiri writes two Perushim. One Perush, like the Ramah, that the Zakenim wanted that they should be judged, that the king's job should be to judge and to punish people who misbehave. And the Amei Aretz were worried about their security, wars, and they didn't have bitachon in Hashem. Another perish of the Meiri is that they shouldn't have asked when they had the great Navi like Shmuel leading them. That was what they did wrong. And that's like the latter perish of the Maharsha. Why were they asking when Shmuel was leading them? So it comes out then that according to the Maharsha, this Hikdimu al Yadan is the same as the Hakdama of the Amaratzim, that the Amei Haaretz, they wanted to be judged like Goyim, and that's Hikdim Wal Yodan that they asked first. So when it says in the Sifri and the Tosefta, Shekdim Wal Yodan, that's the same as what the Gemara says, that the Amei Haaretz asked first before the Zakenim. And what was the Amei Haaretz that were Makdim Al Yodan, which are the same? They want to be judged like the Goyim. The only thing is, in the Tosefta, in Halacha Dalid, some of war that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they were punished Shekdimu al Yodan, and according to Rabbi Yossi, because the Amaretz were Makalkil. So it's mashma that Hekdimu al Yodan is not the same as the Kilkul of the Amaretz. And that's not like the Maharsha. The Maharsha identifies them as the same. And in the Sifri, Rabbi Yehuda says Hekdimu al Yodan, and Rabbi Noroi says, "Lo bikshu lahem melech ala lahavidam avodas kochovim." Shneimar v'inu gam anachnu kochol agoyim. So, the first parish is Hekdimu al Yodan, and then Rabbi Noroi says, "No, they wanted to be avodas kochovim." Says Mashma that avodas kochovim is not the same as Hekdimu al Yodan. It's not pshat that they want to be like the goyim. According to what we were saying in the Maharsha, it's really one and the same. The Kedim Al Yodan is they wanted to be like the goyim, but we see in the Sifri, they're two different perushim. So we also have to understand, Rabbi Yehuda says, what Shekdimu al Yodan? So what does it mean? We said before that it's the Amaretz asked before the Zakenim. But he doesn't mention the Amaretz and the Zakenim. And he doesn't say what the Chayt was. So what's this Shekdimu al Yodan? The question is, it's a mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah, so what's the ketzef hagadol? What's this beizerkeit? What's this anger? So how does Shekdimu al Yodan answer that? So the Maharsha had another pshat. He said, do you know why he was so angry? Because k'dim wal yada. Why were they asking when Shmuel was still in power? But according to the gears of k'dim wal yadan, we have a problem. What does it mean, k'dim wal yadan? And it's not pshat with the Amoratsim to ask before there's a Canaan that they want to be like the Goyim, because we proved it can't be. A, they're not even mentioned, the Amoratsim and the Zakanim. The problem was with the Amoratsim asked. And B, we see in the Midrashim that's two different that's two different Perushim. That the Amoritz, what the Amoritz asked for, to be like the Goyim, is not Hikdim Wal Yadam. Two different Perushim. We're trying to understand basically the sin of the Jewish people. The Rambam writes, "Fisha shalu b'taromes, v'lo shalu l'kayim ha-mitzvah, l'fisha katzu b'shmuel ha-navi." They asked with complaint. They didn't ask to be m'kayim ha-mitzvah. They were disgusted with Shmuel. So how does that fit into the words shekdimu al yadan? Not only that, the Rambam says the lashon of taromis. Taromis is a complaint. If it's a complaint, then what's pshat in the pasuk? What's pshat in the Rambam? They ask for taromis, not to be mekayim a mitzvah, but because they despise Shmuel Hanavi. How does taromis fit in with the fact that they despise Shmuel Hanavi? And we also have to understand, sof, what's the whole anger here? They were commanded when they come to Eretz Yisrael to appoint the king. So look in the Radak and Shmuel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, what he says. And we will go the Darkenu. In the Sifri in Parashat Shoftim, it says, Som Tasim, Shim Meis Mane Acher Tachtai. The Sifri in Parashat Shoftim darshins that if the king dies, then they should appoint another one, Tachtav, they should appoint another one in his stead. So, what is the Sifri teaching us? Pshita. Mehechi Tesi, that when he dies, there's no more mitzvah of Minu HaMelech. So the Emek HaNetziv discusses this. And the Meshech Chachma, he says, the pshat is, Kamash Malan LeRabbi Nehoroi. Rabbi Nehoroi holds in the Gemara that there's no mitzvah to appoint a king. That's only the first king. When they already were Memane HaMelech and he died, there's a mitzvah to appoint another one in his stead. So it's very difficult to accept this. That this Sifri is going according to Rabbi Nehoroi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, which was brought right before, and the Halacha Kamoso. So to tell me that the Sifri is saying lo lahalacha, according to Rabbi Nehoroi, who isn't right before this statement, is very schwer. It's much more likely that it's going on Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda hold that it is a mitzvah to appoint a king. So if it is a mitzvah to appoint a king, so what's the chiddush? That when the king dies, you should appoint another one in his stead. So that is our avodim Yirtzei Hashem's sweetest friends, to try to answer all of these kashas. To try to understand what the sin of the Jews was and how it fits into the various sources that we read. And that is going to be for the next shir. Yirtzei Hashem, we should all be zocha. L'lamod u'lamed lishma v'la'as l'kayim v'skol divrei salmat u'rasu v'yahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.